That brings us then to the second step of our argument, that the best explanation of these facts is that God raised Jesus from the dead. This was, of course, the explanation given by the eyewitnesses themselves. And I can think of no better explanation. Down through history, various naturalistic alternatives have been proposed, such as the conspiracy theory, the apparent death theory, the hallucination theory, and so on. In the judgment of contemporary scholarship, however, none of these naturalistic theories has managed to provide a plausible explanation of the facts. Does this mean, therefore, that most scholars accept the resurrection of Jesus as the best explanation? No, it does not. For in order to accept the explanation, God raised Jesus from the dead, you must be prepared to affirm that a miracle has occurred. And many historians feel that they cannot do that. Not that they deny the possibility of miracles, but they feel that in their capacity as professional historians, it's against the rules, so to speak, to appeal to miraculous explanations. To say that some event is a miracle is to make a philosophical judgment, not a historical judgment. And so, as historians, they can offer no explanation. But as long as we're willing to think philosophically about history, there's nothing to bar us from drawing the inference God raised Jesus from the dead. If our minds and hearts are open to God's existence, then we will be open to miracles as well. As the Australian philosopher Peter Slezak has nicely put it, for a God who can make the whole of the universe, the odd resurrection should be child's play.